Galesburg Live. My name is Eric Hansen. Thanks for being here this morning on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO. About to wrap up hour one with my friend Dave Schoenfelder. Dave's an outdoor survivalist. Just loves the outdoors. He's an outdoorsman. And brought a bunch of things to keep you safe out in the outdoors. Things you need, essential things, from the whistle to the blaze orange canvas to the water pouch to the compass. Did I say the whistle? And also you brought the snares. And too, we didn't talk about the snares to catch squirrels and to catch rabbits because you need that protein when you're out there.
Oh yeah, you want protein.
I mean, I've never had either squirrel or rabbit, but if I need food, I'm going to do what I got to do, right, Dave?
Oh yes, absolutely. Now, folks, this may sound kind of unusual, but if you are truly surviving and you get that rabbit and you skin it, you keep the heart, lung, and liver, you throw that in your boiling pot. But also, do know this is going to sound a little strange. Halloween coming up, I know, but. So do you have salt? And if you don't, the eyeballs are the salt substitute. So a lot of times the wolves will go for the eyeballs and the fat above the eyebrow of the moose, you know.
Wow.
Eyeballs will dissolve in your water, but they are all sodium. So that is a salt substitute. We don't cook with it, anything like that. I'm just saying in the great outdoors, in the survival in Alaska, the instructors, before I became a survival
instructor.
Salts
in the eyeballs.
Before I became an instructor, they threw the rabbit's eyeballs in the pot, and they just dissolve, and that's your sodium, and they teach you sodium, you know? I mean, you're trying to survive.
Yeah.
So I don't want to transition to cooking thinking
about
that.
Well, I know. Now we're going to transition from outdoors and then from surviving outdoors to Dave's love of music and the music he's made, which they all go hand in hand. And then cooking, Fields Barbecue and Catering. You were at where were you at this week? Helping out.
Well, I went out to, they asked me to come out, so I went out to Big River to the grain elevators.
Oh, yeah.
And man, the farmers are really harvesting beans and corn. And we cook for them, and this passion I have is just not for cooking. I have a lot of passions, but it's also for meeting people. I got to meet a lot of great people, and they love the food.
You brought me some chili and jambalaya today.
I did.
Tell for people that don't know what's in jambalaya, and I couldn't tell you all the ingredients. What's in jambalaya? What are the key ingredients?
Sure. You know, down south in Louisiana and in places like that, they're going to use an andouille sausage, kind of a hot sausage. Here, I use a beef sausage. I do andouille, but it gets really spicy hot. But you would start with a little oil in the pot and that sausage, and the darker you cook the sausage, the better.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you're going to have, the Holy Trinity, if you want to call it that. You're going to have your green pepper, your onion. Oh, excuse me, we don't do celery in this, and then we do tomatoes. But I use different peppers, a variety of peppers.
Yeah.
And you cook all that down with a nice beef broth, and then check your flavors and add your spices, and then when you get all that cooked down really well, you add rice. So the folks down in Louisiana will open up the fridge, and they may make a seafood jambalaya, they may make a sausage jambalaya, and or chicken, whatever they have, they're going to throw it in the pot.
And you brought me sausage today.
Beef sausage jambalaya. I hope you enjoy it. Yeah.
And followed up, what should I have first, the chili or the jambalaya? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're going to win. You're going to enjoy
it. Does the chili have some kick too?
I've got a little cayenne in there, and I got jalapeno in there, but not so much. People up here don't want spicy hot that it burns you, but it's for the most part. And
can I find Fields Barbecue and Catering? Are you on Facebook too?
Yeah, it's on Facebook.
Good.
And enjoy the chili, enjoy the jambalaya.
Yeah, well, if you want your barbecue and catering by a guy that knows what he's doing in the outdoor world and is pretty hands on, it's Dave Schoenfelder with your music. You're a unique man, Dave. I've loved you for many years, and I'm so glad you came by today and showed us really, you taught me a lot about the outdoor world brought me some good food.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear new music. You said you're going to Nashville soon to record more, so let me know when that happens. And come Thanksgiving, just 1 mile west of Farm King, you said?
In Monmouth,
Monmouth, the Christmas tree farm will open up. That is my friend Dave Schoenfelder.
Yep.
Some call him the reindeer man. Check him more out on Fields of Barbecue and Catering on Facebook, or just go to 21bullets.com. Dave, thanks so much, brother.
Absolutely. And folks, have a great day.
Coming up, my friend Corey and Aaron, the Dance Hall Doves are next on the hour two of Galesburg Live. It's 47 outside, 2 minutes after 8, and this is Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM. And 1400 AM WGIL.